how do you attack this new defense and the challenges for your group?
It's an exciting time. You know, we're getting a little bit of some new blood in, and obviously some guys who are playing some different positions. But it's the same scheme that we've dealt with in the past, that I've dealt with in the past. But obviously James has been around it a long time and understands it better. And we're looking just to kind of move forward with the guys that we have.
What do you see from Alec on tape?
See a guy who's a playmaker. You can tell he takes the lead out on the field on the defensive side of the ball. You know, he can run and hit. He shows up. He flashes in the pass rush game, too. So we're excited to have him.
How important is that leadership element based on kind of how everything went last year, new staff, you bring in a guy?
It doesn't matter any year. You always want the leadership, you know, out there. And, again, you like to have it. Like, every position would like to have it come from their position. But, in particular, I think it's naturally going to be expected to come from the linebacker group. And we're excited to have Alec.
You've been around, you know, a bunch of different staffs, you know. The fact that you came back to this new staff, you know, there's a new staff. Is it a strange or unusual dynamic at all?
No, I don't think so. I think being in the profession a long time, you know, you get to know a lot of guys. And obviously I've worked with Sherm. I've known Betch. We've talked way back when I was at Boston College. We spent time together talking ball. So there, Gary Emanuel and myself worked together at UMass. So there's a lot of connections there. It's just an exciting time to get to with them all. It's kind of each year you never know who you're going to be working with, but you're excited to have some guys that you've been around and have the same general beliefs with.
Will you actually have more people, more bodies in your room?
Yes.
With this, I mean, there'll just be more people.
As we start out with the 3-4, so we'll have Sam Will and a Mike and a Mo, but along with Robbie Leonard, will also be working with me with the linebackers too.
So you probably have a guy like OV in your room.
Right. We would expect to have OV there, yeah.
Interesting for you, I would imagine. You've seen the kind of player he's been here and the idea of now getting the chance to be hands-on with him. And
right, you're excited to work with a guy like him. OV not only is a real professional, he's a guy that's obviously got a great deal of talent that we're looking to kind of get him on a field and kind of let his talents kind of take over.
How difficult is that transition for a guy like OV? He's played a little bit.
He's had some work at it in the past, you know, in Miami a little bit way back when. But it's going to be one of those things. Initially, it's always a little bit different if you got your hand down, when you're standing up, your eye level, your eyes a little bit. It's different right from that point. But it won't be a long adjustment. That's what the off-season program, hopefully it's for in preseason camp, give the guys enough chance to kind of get familiar with it.
How does Goodson fit into this defense?
We're looking for BJ to come back. We're excited for him. Obviously, we thought a lot of him last year, but unfortunately, we got injured. So excited to see him when he gets back and see how he is after the injury and the rehab.
He was a guy that really tried to take control of the defense there on the field. Now with him and Alec on the field together, do you have to worry about whose voice people are listening to or anything?
No. I think the guys, when they get on the field, that it'll work itself out. The guys are going to get out there. They're going to play. And, you know, we're expecting we brought in Alec for a reason. He's shown his leadership qualities. We're excited about BJ. We think he has leadership qualities, and more leaders and good people we can put in the locker room, we're excited about.
Talk a little bit about Kareem Martin. I know James had him in Arizona. What do you see from him on film? What can he bring?
I think first thing you notice is his size. You know, he's a big man, you know, but he has familiarity with the system and the scheme. So, again, like in talking even with Kareem, is, you know, when this was all going on, you get excited about him. I saw him when he was coming out of North Carolina, and he was a guy we're excited. We just didn't end up with him. But he's a guy that's going to bring some length to the position. He has a familiarity, like I mentioned, with the scheme. So his knowledge and everything else is going to help a little bit. And it's also going to help with the transition with some of the other guys.
You think this will have to, I mean, look, it's his job. He's got to do it. But you think it'll have to be a little bit of a selling job with Olivier?
No, I think OV is a true professional. I think he's a guy that likes challenges. He's one of those guys, you see it from OV all the time where, hey, we might be in practicing and he's going to jump outside to get a little bit of extra conditioning, you know. He wants to be good, OV. He wants to be the best. So we're excited to have the opportunity to work with him.
He's not the biggest guy. I mean, he doesn't look out of place, I'm sure, where
right.
You're putting him. Could this maybe help his skill set to maybe not be, you know, hand on the ground pounding against
the
guy?
We think so in the sense that he's not down in a lot of a six technique work where he's going to get blocked down on and everything else, takes some double teams. When you're standing on the outside, you're keeping everything to one shoulder one-sided and everything else. So I think it's going to be play to his, you know, play to his strengths.